The moon was only 4 or 5 days from full, so that after they had eaten it was bright enough to throw purple dark shadows below the dunes. They were all still too excited by the fog visitation to sleep, and Santan was trying to follow and even join in the chatter of the two old San. Santan had, by now, learned the four click sounds of the San language, as well as that glottal choke which sounded as though the speaker was being strangulated. However, she was still struggling to understand the tonal variations. The different tones were almost undetectable to the Western ear, and it was only in the last few days that Santan had even become aware of their existence. She had puzzled over the way Hani seemed to repeat the same word and showed exasperation when Santan had obviously not been able to detect any difference in the pronunciations. Then, quite suddenly, as though wax plugs had been removed from her ears, Santan had heard the five distinct inflections, high, middle, low, rising, and falling, that changed not only the sense of a word, but the relationship of the word to the rest of the sentence. It was difficult and challenging, and she was sitting close to Hani, so she could watch her lips, when suddenly she let out a surprised gasp and clutched her stomach with both hands.
"It moved!"
Santan's voice was filled with wonder.
"He moved! The baby moved!"
Hani understood immediately, and she reached out swiftly and lifted Santan's brief, tattered canvas skirt and clasped her stomach. Deep in her body, there was another spasm of life.
"Ay, ay!" shrilled Hani. Feel him kick like a zebra stallion!"
Fat little tears of joy squeezed out of her slanted Chinese eyes, and as they ran down the deep corrugated wrinkles on her cheeks, they sparkled in the light of the fire and the moon.
"So strong, so brave and strong. Feel him, old grandfather."
Owa could not refuse such an invitation, and Santan, kneeling in the firelight with her skirts lifted high over her naked lower body, felt no embarrassment at the old man's touch.
"This," announced Owa solemnly, "is a most propitious thing. It is fitting that I should dance to celebrate it."
And Owa stood up and danced in the moonlight for Santan's unborn infant.